The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
And Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on you do know him, and you have seen him. But Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father. That will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works which I do. And I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whoever you ask, whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord. When I was in the seminary, Father Dennis and I were classmates. It was required of us in our 4 years of theology, in the last year when we were deacons, preparing for ordination to the priesthood, it was required of us to give one homily. That's all, just one homily. It was the only exercise we had in homiletics. We learned nothing in the seminary about giving homilies. And the scripture assigned to me was the first reading today from St. Paul's first letter to Corinth, chapter 15. I hadn't a clue what to say, but somehow I found my way through it. But it still comes back to me to tell me how unprepared and elementary we were for homiletics when we were ordained. Let me look at Philip and James for a moment and then a teaching from the Gospel. We know very little about James. There was a presumption in the early church that all of the apostles were martyrs, and therefore when we pray their liturgy, we are required to wear red for their martyrdom. It's very clear they were not all martyrs. John certainly wasn't a martyr, whatever happened to him. And Philip, we don't know whatever happened to Philip. There's a tradition that he went to Greece and Turkey and he preached the gospel there. It's a tradition. However, honoring the long-time tradition of the church, we now celebrate Philip and James as martyrs. Philip receives a lot of attention, but only in the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John is the only one of the four Gospels that does not mention the 12, doesn't name the 12. Matthew, Mark, and Luke name the 12 in which Philip is included. However, John gives a lot of attention to Philip, not to James, but to Philip. After the beginning in chapter 1 there, after Jesus calls Peter, Andrew, James, and John, the next person he calls is Philip. Philip is from Bethsaida, the hometown of Peter, Andrew, James, and John. They were fishermen, but there's no indication that Philip was a fisherman. Jesus merely says, follow me, and he follows him. And then he is the first one to bring a convert to Jesus. He is the one who finds Nathanael near Cana. And Nathanael comes to Jesus because Philip brought him to Jesus. That's Nathanael. Nathanael is not mentioned in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Rather interestingly, the presumption is, since Bartholomew is not mentioned in John's Gospel, that Nathanael was in fact the same person as Bartholomew. Bartholomew means Bar-Tholomai, the son of Tholomai. Well, that's enough. There, you have him here, by the way. He appeared many times in chapter 6 in John's Gospel. He is the one that says, how are we going to feed the multitude? And Jesus feeds the multitude. He'll appear again in chapter 11 in John in the raising of Lazarus. And then here at the Last Supper in chapter 14, we have our Gospel today. And he will appear again after this intervention we have in this Gospel where he says, we don't know the way. And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Okay. So that's enough about Philip. What's interesting about this last statement of Jesus at the Last Supper, I mean, his final testimony to his disciples, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The Greek word for way is hodos. Now, that became a very important concept in the early followers of Jesus. You'll find in the book of Acts, St. Paul, he's called Saul at that time before his conversion. And in chapter 9 there, in the book of Acts, it tells us the story about Saul and how Saul got letters from the high priests and he was going to Damascus to arrest and to bring to execution those who followed the new way, the hodos. And that's where Saul goes through his conversion and becomes Paul. But what's interesting is, if you read the early insights into the followers of Jesus, they were referred to the people of the way, of the hodos. It was a way of life. It wasn't just a belief now. It wasn't just a testimony in words. Following Jesus Christ was actually a way of life. Everything else fitted in behind the fundamental identity, we're followers of Jesus Christ. Now that's something worth a second look for us. We're followers of Jesus Christ. We are living the way. Jesus is, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We are followers of Jesus Christ, and therefore the manner in which we live and speak and treat other people must be a testimony to the way in which we follow Jesus Christ. It's a way of life. It's not just coming to church and supporting the church or being nice to your family. It's a way of life. And, Fulton Sheen used to wonder, if you were brought into court and you were accused of being a follower of Jesus Christ, would there be enough testimony to convict you? Okay, a very interesting question. You know, that if I was accused of being a follower of Christ, looking at my life, would they have enough evidence to convict me of being a follower of Christ? Keep that in mind. When we journey through today, we're going to live the way of Jesus Christ. Now, whatever happens, what does this mean? Well, it means something different to each one of us. But keep it in mind that to bring the Word of God to life will be to follow the way of Christ as we journey through this day. Amen.